People around the country braved the cold yesterday and ran into the winter ocean and icy lakes for the annual New Year's Polar Plunge. But there's a cousin to the Polar Plunge that you may not have heard about. It's called cold water dipping. Justine Paradise of New Hampshire Public Radio's podcast Outside In has the story of women who partake in cold water immersion in Maine. We first hear from Kelsey Hartley.
I started my cold water swimming journey actually when I was about 6 months sober. So it was kind of a new experience for me of living in a way that had a lot more information coming to me. There's a lot more clarity in my life. And one of the ways I used to kind of feel better in my body was to start cold water swimming. The first day I did it, I was like, all right, I'm going to get in the water. It was May, so it was freezing. And I think I got like up to my ankles. I was like, that was it. I was like, okay, that was good for today. I think it was like, you know, the third or fourth day. I was like, all right, Hartley, like, get in the water. I just remember like getting out of the water, like laughing like I hadn't laughed in years. And I was like, I think there might be something to this. So I just kept coming back for it.
My name is Caitlin Hopkins.
Well, I'm Betsy Lou Dawkins.
My name is Pern Jotkar.
Judith Green Yansa.
Kelsey Hartley. I'm a Mainer.
I'm a painter at the moment.
I have like a few different jobs right now.
I am from Bar Harbor, Maine.
Part-time make oyster bags for a local oyster farmer.
I'm 72.
An ultra-distance open water marathon swimmer, but also a cold water dipper throughout the whole year here up in Maine.
Winter immersion, we call it dipping, is we go in the absolute bracing cold, maybe move the ice aside and get in the water and just go up to my neck, and I have a wool hat on, and I still just have my bathing suit on. I don't have a suit, neoprene suit on, but just gloves and booties. And then just stay in the water as long as you can.
It's so weird. If people who would see us, who would walk by, even though it's super early in the morning, it's like women in a hot tub. I mean, some of them had like the towel wrapped around their head. Just sitting there and chatting about like their weekend and stuff.
I get excited about the thought of like slushy ocean, which I didn't even know happened.
And you know, the biggest question is it cold? Like, you bet your sweet ass it's cold.
Before you touch the water, lay a towel out. Put your dry towel on top of that towel and think about, genuinely take a beat to think about, okay, my hands are going to be numb. I can't tie my shoes. I can't zip. And think to yourself, like, what you're going to do when you get out.
You want to know where everything is. Yeah, you want to make sure that you can get into your car as soon as possible.
The hardest part for me is the moment you take your warm coat off and you're standing in the, hopefully not a breeze, but many times it is a breeze, and you're freezing. I know when I step in that water, it's going to be a wonderful shock, a jolt of lightning or something probably going through you.
A lot of the danger in plunging, or like when you hear of people like jumping into an ice hole and dying, is because there's a cold shock response. And so you're gasping once you hit the cold water and inhaling water.
I'll see videos of people just like jumping into cold water. And my first reaction is like, oh my gosh, don't do that. Especially not having the face go in first.
The slowly walking in, at least in the style that we do it, it's allowing a conversation with the nervous system.
Oh, that's cold. Okay, yep.
Getting the toes in.
I'm here by choice. This feels good.
and then knees, and then from there the negotiations get a little bit harder.
But once you get past that, there's this like really amazing feeling that happens.
Once you're up around your shoulders, the body starts to take its blood supply in the muscles and will turn it to the core. And that's your body saving you from dying. But that's where it starts to feel really good. So you'll get this really warm, people have called it like blossoming.
A blossoming warmth inside of you. And you tend to not experience that if you run in, dunk, and then get back out.
There's nowhere else to be. There's nowhere else to, nothing else to think about. You're just forced into that present moment of like, here I am in the cold.
Because you just feel so alive. It's like the cold water is exhilarating. It's almost frightening in that you can keep going like that longer than you should, you know, because at a certain point you don't even notice that you're cold at all.
We time ourselves. In the dead of winter, when the water temperature is like maybe 38, you know, I can stay in, I think it's about 5 minutes.
I think the most dangerous part is when you get out of the water.
It's a mad rush to get dressed as fast as you can because for one thing, your hands don't work very well. It's not something you do frivolously. You know, you have to really give it some thought and be careful. And the first times you go with some people, hopefully with some people that are knowledgeable.
I can tell when I haven't dipped in a few days. My capacity to be empathetic and like responsive rather than reactive is so much lower.
1998, 1999, we had been trying to have a third child and I had a few miscarriages. And so we'd kind of said, okay, never mind. We're happy. We have two boys. We're happy. You know, and then 2005, I got pregnant. So I was 45 at that point. And I really do count that up to cold water swimming. I mean, the feeling I have when I get out of the cold water is just tremendous.
I'm in recovery from alcohol abuse, and it's a real high for me. And that's one of the beauties of it is, you know, I'm not smoking marijuana or I'm not doing drugs. I'm just getting in the cold water and I get this wonderful high. And I do love that.
One of the things that when I first started swimming in that kind of early sobriety process, it is going to release a little bit of dopamine. It is an incredible mood booster. I feel very accomplished after I've done a dip. I feel like the rest of the day is gravy. It does make the cold less scary. It makes the dark less scary. And I think just having this practice and knowing that going into this is my third season doing it, I'm looking forward to the winter and I'm not afraid of the doldrums and I'm not afraid of the cold. And just knowing that feels kind of satisfying.
It's not for bragging rights for me. It's just the challenge to me that, you know, can you really go on a day like today? It's pretty nasty outside. And it's like, yeah, I did it.
We just heard from Betsy Dotkins, Kelsey Hartley, Judy Green Yonza, Caitlin Hopkins, and Purinjot Kaur. Our story on cold water dipping was produced by Justine Paradise with New Hampshire Public Radio's Outside In podcast. For a link to a larger version of the story, plus a few safety tips, go to hereandnow.org.